Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is a Friday episode, and on Fridays, we start with a rating and review, and I'm actually going to share one that was emailed to me directly, and I'm just going to say it's from Amanda, and Amanda, if you happen to listen to this, I so appreciate your message. Wow, your words land when and where they need to. She goes on to describe how she was having a very difficult day, and she pulled into episode 658. Your voice doesn't stop when the podcast ends. I am so excited for your competition this coming March. Your work is a gift. Please keep doing the work that you're doing. There's a lot of personal messages in this one, and I'm not going to share it all, but I really wanted to share that in case I know she listens regularly, because our paths go back by about 10 years, and I love seeing these messages pop up. I hope and I always believe that the words are going to land exactly where they need to for that person on that day, which is how podcasts have tended to work for me. So today's episode, we are in honor of International Women's Day. I want to share a couple things because this is something that has always been near and dear to my heart. And by the time this has released, I will have spoken at an International Women's Day event for, I believe, 80 to 100 female wealth managers in a field where there is so much male dominance. It's great that they're having this kind of event. And it really made me start to think about what this day is about. And I have a couple thoughts, because really when it comes down to it, we see a lot more corporations celebrating this day and putting, you know, a lot of emphasis on this day, which is great. I don't see as much of it in the entrepreneurial space. And there's so many women that I know, like, who are running businesses in the entrepreneurial space. And I just want to really take a second to highlight this. So many years ago, probably 10 years ago, I was at an International Women's Day event with a friend. And we actually were sitting like right up front. We actually had like VIP seats, which anyways, we had VIP seats and we were there. And the president of the university got up and spoke and talked about, at that point, again, probably 10 years ago, said that by the year 2030, we will have closed the gap for men and women in the, this is in the university space. So in that gap. And I actually had somebody that I worked with who her and her husband were actually, they had the exact same education, exact same, you know, schooling, the number of papers published. They were both professors in the same, actually in the exact same department. And he made probably 40% more than what she did. And it was always a piece of like, I was like, wow, I mean, I guess I don't see that because I've never been in the corporate space, but I found it fascinating. And so here we were at this event and they were announcing that over the next 15 to 20 years at that point, we will have closed the gap, and everybody's clapping, everybody's applauding. And I'm looking around going, how is this something to celebrate? How is it that, like, why is it taking that long? I don't even understand how we got this far apart. So it really did open up my eyes of what it can be like in the corporate space when we're dealing with men and women. And so I just wanted to, this is not a bashing, this is not that kind of episode. I just want to share because that's where a lot of my thoughts came from this experience. And so I just wanted to look at, like, okay, well, how long have we actually been celebrating International Women's Day? Since 1911. I did not know that. It's a global event focusing on women's rights and gender equality. It originated as part of the labor and voting rights movement in 1910. Clara Zetkin, a German sociologist and women's rights activist, proposed the idea of an International Day conference for women. 100 women showed up. They represented 17 countries, and they all agreed. The first International Women's Day was celebrated in 1911 in Austria, Denmark, Switzerland, and Germany. It wasn't until 1977 that the United Nations adopted March 8th as a global holiday. Understanding like the origin of this, I just wanted to share how like this has been in the making for a really long time. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I've got a couple thoughts because I feel like this is something that we have been advocating and speaking for a long time. Again, in the entrepreneurial space, I'm going to say a lot of the online coaching space is dominated by a lot of women. And I firsthand know a number of women, like firsthand, who have built incredible businesses. They actually provide for their entire family. Like I see that level of accomplishment in this space. So I know it does exist. It just found it very fascinating as I really started to dive into this. And every year has a theme. This year's theme is called Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. It's an important day because women are recognized for their achievements without regard to division, whether they celebrate national, ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic, political, whatever it is, it's taking those out of account. And can we celebrate more women? So as I think of this, I think, shouldn't the answer be yes for more than one day a year? Almost the same as how I feel about Valentine's Day, personally. I just feel like if we can only celebrate Valentine's Day one day a year, then we probably have an issue. So another story. But I have a couple thoughts that I want to share in this. And I think it is a really powerful day. Like bringing more women together to celebrate each other is incredible. It's awesome. We should be celebrating each other's accomplishments. We also should recognize the amount of work that is still to be done and what we have to do. And it's an opportunity to connect women from all over the world and really be in a space of call to action. Where do we still need change? Where can we still work to create change? And I still think that there's a lot of areas. Again, I think that there's a lot of parts of this that I know firsthand, a number of women who are building their businesses, becoming like the providers in their homes and still carrying all of the demands of like juggling all of the pieces. It really is fascinating because I actually saw, I think it's the Diary of Honest Mom on Instagram. She's got quite the following. She speaks quite openly about women parenting, taking care of ourselves, what this looks like. And I've watched her journey from probably the very beginning. And she talks openly about, you know, women are carrying a lot of the loads. And I think that that's fair for the most part. This is not like, I'm not saying everybody, but for the most part, they're the ones juggling all the pieces and trying to keep it straight, but also putting so much pressure on themselves and not asking for help. And I feel like that is to our own demise. Honestly, I'm going to say, I think it's to our own demise, especially if we have a partner that we can ask for help with. Not everybody can. I understand that. I have friends who are single parents and like kudos to them. It's amazing what they're doing. But if you have the opportunity to ask for support, allow yourself to receive it. I think that is incredibly important. I was not great for asking for help when my kids were younger. I just carried the whole thing myself and a whole pile of resentment with it at the same time. I have to say that. And so I feel like this is a day as a reminder. I would love to see it more often, but a day as a reminder of celebrating each other, honoring the progress that we're making, not from a space and lens of comparison, but how can we celebrate each other? How can we see each other? You know, I recently ran an open house. And when I did that, I asked everybody to comment about their main limiting beliefs, their stories that are on repeat, that are keeping them blocked. And it took about 2 minutes for people to actually start commenting. And I know that's because there was this fear of, I don't want to look weak. I don't want to look not strong. As they started to put those comments in the chat, you could see the faces. I knew this was going to happen, but you could see the faces on the women like, wait, her too? What? Oh, her too? She feels that way? Like we are so much more alike than different. And I feel like if we could actually open up these conversations, have this opportunity to celebrate, honor women, and also, you know, recognize that it's not easy, that I think we would all feel less alone. We would all feel more seen, right? Being seen and heard is one of the number one things we all crave, because that's what builds connection. That's how we build connection, is being seen and heard. And maybe it won't come from the people that you want. Maybe it can come from people that you can connect with. I've been part of a couple of masterminds this last 6 months, and the women that I'm meeting in these spaces, there's so much here, in the sense that we are all walking through a lot of growth, challenges, juggling balls, all the things, trying to keep our health a priority, trying to take care of ourselves at all levels. It's work. It is work. It definitely is. And we're more alike than different. So I would encourage you that if you have someone in your life who is a trigger for you, and I'm talking about a trigger for you that maybe it's like, oh God, I feel like I just want to learn how she does it, then connect, reach out, share their content, put their stuff out there. Like, be in a space where you are paying it forward and celebrating other women. I try really hard to celebrate other women because it actually shifts my own gratitude, but it's also in a space of like, I want us to be in that energy. I really do, because I think that what we focus on becomes more available for us. We see it more. You know, I recently had a client, her episode's coming up, we're releasing it earlier, Christina, who shared her story of having the BRCA1 gene for gene mutation for breast cancer, and how she went through a double mastectomy and a hysterectomy at a young age. She's now a spokesperson and a speaker, and she recently was featured on the today.com page, and it was on the homepage. And we were joking because she was actually above Beyonce, which is really cool. But we're in this space, and it was like celebrating her. And not just that, I watched everyone celebrating her, and I was talking to her a couple times during that. And she's like, it is just, it's a lot. Like, it's unreal. I'm like, but take it and receive it, because you're showing other women what's possible when you share your story, when you put it out there. Like, it is, lean into it. There is so much room to celebrate other women. And I think that when we do that, we only expand the capacity of what's available for all of us. So that's my message today, is if you can reach out, you have people who are your expanders, and you're not in their close proximity, that's okay. Share their work, tag them, put it out there. Because sometimes when you're doing this work, you think, is anyone hearing it? I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. I look at a message like this from Amanda, and I sit here and go, like, the fact that she tuned into a podcast on a day that was super low for her, and it spoke to her and it supported her, and then she took the time to message me and say thank you, it means the world to me, because I want to support, I mean, when and men and women, but I want to be able to support you on that low day where it's like, I need a shift and I don't know what to do. Because I'm telling you right now, there was plenty of people who did that for me in the early years, and I don't know where I'd be without them. So I just want to honor and celebrate the women that are out there, the work that they're doing, especially, I'm going to say, in the entrepreneurial space, because we're not having a formal day, like nobody's doing it in a corporation to celebrate us. I believe that we're showing others what is possible. We're expanding what is possible. And I deep down believe that this economy is going to be changed by entrepreneurs. I really deep down do, for a lot of reasons that I'm not going to get into, but I feel like it's going to be changed by entrepreneurs. And I think it's going to be changed by female entrepreneurs even more so. I really do. We see things differently. And I have heard a number of big keynote speakers talk about wanting to get money into the hands of women who are building businesses, because we also pay it forward. We think bigger. We do things like, we want to be able to put it back into people, organizations, and share. I'm not saying men don't, but I'm saying this is, I think, a really powerful thing. So let's be in a space and energy where we are celebrating and honoring each other more often, because the rising tide lifts all ships. It always does. It lifts all ships, and there's room for us to celebrate each other. So happy International Women's Day. Hope you have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review, and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.